Kaladin twisted in his saddle and looked at the wood on either side. Lar's words about bandits returned to his mind. "You may be right." A faint whizzing sound came from his left. Then pain bloomed in his upper arm. A quick glance showed no tear in his doublet sleeve and no blood. But spots swam in his vision. He couldn't move his arm. A slung stone had broken one of his bones, and every passing second brought the bandit in the woods closer to seating and slinging the second. Kaladin pulled his left foot from the stirrup and slid down the gelding's right flank. From the trees to the left of the road came the clack of a stone against a trunk. His horse remained stolid, poor beast. Despite the pain from his arm, Kaladin kept on his feet when his boots landed on the road. His right hand worked at the knot holding the bag of magic gems to the saddle horn. Finally, he released the bag and clutched its neck in his right hand. Though tight, his grip didn't hurt enough to distract him from his broken arm. Lar crouched and cast about wide-eyed glances. "Pretend to run off," Kaladin told him. His teeth clenched and sweat dewed on his forehead. "No bandit would chase a servant when his master lies wounded. Hide as close as you can. I may need you to distract the bandit when he comes close to steal the gems." "Your illustriousness?" "Do it." Kaladin slumped to his knees and, with a loud groan, pitched down and twisted to his left. His scabbard cracked and his sword bent, and his weight fell on his broken arm. He groaned again, louder and with feeling, and rolled onto his back. He pushed his right foot against the road, raising his knee and lifting his right hip. He cried out more, and memories of the dying, screaming Pelaraki footmen shadowed the back of his mind. The day at the Suhirabal Ford had been even hotter than today. Partially hidden from the bandit by his hip, its right hand loosened its hold on the Magitim's bag's neck. He grabbed his left wrist with his right hand and wormed it into the bag. He knew the magic gems he carried by the fine details of their handles. "A green, still well charged. Attend me," he murmured. He set his right hand on his left upper arm. "Target your energies upon the broken bone within the arm I touch. Heal bone. Flux 0.06 of a boil per drop of time. Begin." The pain did not cease. It grew even more intense for a time, as the spell's energies pulled fragments of bone together and whipped their vital essences into healing. The heat of the spell's energy added to his torment. He cried out more. Would his plan work? All depended on the bandit coming close enough to touch. Clearly the knave would when he realized seemingly wounded Kaladin clutched the magic gems. He wished greens worked at a distance, as the other colors could,